Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we are at 73 degrees.
Expecting a high near 75, partly sunny skies as well.
A Sheboygan woman who's been sitting in prison for 13 years will be getting out in December. 34-year-old Renata Nuon was resentenced in Sheboygan County Court yesterday after it was determined she was suffering from a personality disorder back in December of 2001 when she attempted to hang a Sheboygan woman from a railroad trestle in Sheboygan in a dispute over the drug ecstasy. Judge L. Edward Stengel knocked 9 years off Nuon's sentence, saying it was necessary given the new information in the case.
The Sheboygan City Council last night rejected a resolution to put the question of having the city attorney appointed rather than elected to a referendum, but that does not mean there won't be one. Council President Don Hammond explains.
Council has to determine whether or not they want to put a resolution in to make the city attorney's office a appointed position versus a elected position. Then from there, if they choose to do that, the electorate has time to ask for a referendum.
The issue came up after City Attorney Steve McLean announced he will retire when his term ends next April.
The Emerald Ash Borer is showing up now in Sheboygan County. Bill McNee, DNR's Forest Health Specialist in Plymouth, says those who have ash trees need to take action now to protect them.
We suggest that property owners with ash trees consider treating their trees with insecticide if they want to save them. If you own a larger piece of property, talk with a forester about what you should do to minimize the impacts of this pest.
McNee said the bug was spotted in traps in Random Lake in the town of Holland last month and maybe elsewhere in the county as well.
Governor Scott Walker has more than four times as much campaign money as his Democratic challenger, Mary Burke. New campaign finance reports show that the Republican Walker had over $7 million in the bank at the end of July, while Burke had $1.7 million on hand. Burke continues to raise more than previous gubernatorial challengers, but she is still nowhere near Walker in the money race. The governor raised over $1.2 million in July. Burke took in around $500,000.
Western Wisconsin authorities still trying to figure out who fired the gunshots at a semi and why. The semi was hit 9 times last Saturday morning on I-94 near Hammond. There were bullet holes in a fuel tank, a tire, the sleeper cab, and other parts of the rig. Nobody was hurt. St. Croix County Sheriff said somebody in an older red or maroon car fired a unique style of 10-millimeter bullets. Deputies hope those bullets will help them find the suspect. Similar situation about this same time yesterday in Oostburg. Shots were fired. One of them hit a garage. Sheriff's department said turned out to be two men target shooting from a nearby house. Nobody was injured. The incident remains under investigation.
A strange disease is being blamed for two big fish kills in Wisconsin. John Meerdink has that story.
It's called the koi herpes virus, and the DNR thinks it could be responsible for the deaths of thousands of carp in Horicon Marsh and in the Silver Creek in Jefferson County. The Journal Sentinel reports the virus only seems to be affecting the carp, but people handling the fish should wear gloves just as a precaution. It's the first time fish in Wisconsin have been affected by the virus, which usually only hurts domesticated fish.
There are reports today that a U.S. Army Major General is dead after being shot by an Afghan soldier today at a military training facility in Kabul. If confirmed, he would be the highest-ranking U.S. service member to be killed in the war in Afghanistan. More than a dozen other American troops were wounded in that same attack.
Indian casinos are about the only places in Wisconsin where the public can smoke indoors. Now, the Lac-Da-Flambeau tribe has studied making its gaming house smoke-free. A survey of 1,000 gamblers by the tribe and the Great Lakes Intertribal Council found that half said they would be more likely to visit Lac-Da-Flambeau's casino if smoking was banned there.
Well, American factories saw a jump in new business. We get the latest from Steve Rappaport.
Factory orders across the country are 1.1% higher in the latest monthly measurement. The biggest increases are for industrial machinery, computers, appliances, and other electrical equipment. Automotive and aircraft manufacturers also show rising orders in new June numbers from the Commerce Department. Economists say 1.1% is a sizable jump for a single month, considering that factory orders have risen 2.5% over the last year. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Wisconsin is the only state where life expectancy rates for blacks and whites grew farther apart since 1990. According to a recent study, white men lived nearly 8 years longer and white women just over 6 years longer. Nationally, the life expectancy differences have dropped over the last 20 years.
Tonight is the national night out around the country and here in Sheboygan. Activities begin at Fountain Park at 5, including a walk around the city beginning at 6:30. Sheriff Todd Preby said that people are encouraged to turn their porch lights on as well. well.
This event is just one of those examples where we can address some of these things and come together as a community to strengthen our neighborhoods and really address some of the things that are out there in a proactive way instead of always a reactive.
Looks like weather should be nice, too.
Indeed, indeed. And finally, former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre says he's not worried about being booed by fans when he returns to be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame next year.
I'm not concerned about it one bit because I know the true Packer fans and what their heart is about. That's what I am, is a Packer. We'll always be remembered as that, and that's the way I want to be remembered. And so I'm not concerned about it one bit. In fact, I look forward to it.
Favre's number 4 will also be retired that same night.
How about the forecast, Rusty?
Partly sunny, high near 75 today, and similar conditions the rest of the work week, so get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess. 73 degrees right now as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.